I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 18th. A woman was being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car in Quincy last night. Police say the unidentified woman was hit at the intersection of Granite Street and Bergen Parkway in Quincy Center just after 8 p.m. The operator did stop at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation by the accident reconstruction team. The latest data from state health officials on COVID-19 in Quincy indicates the city's positivity rate is just over 4.8%, the vaccination rate is at 79%, and the booster rate at 44%. The one-week average of new cases is just over 13. There have been a total of almost 19,700 cases in Quincy since the pandemic began, and there have been 160 deaths. The last of the 15 people responsible for an ATM skimming operation that operated along the East Coast, including Quincy, has been sentenced to 21 months in federal prison. 26-year-old Dragush Hornia was brought back to the U.S. from Germany and sentenced to 21 months in federal prison. Prosecutors say Hornia was the ringleader of the group that placed skimming devices on ATMs in Massachusetts, Connecticut, South Carolina, and Georgia, as well as in China and Romania. A device was found on a Bank of America ATM on Scammell Street in Quincy. The group used the devices to obtain PIN numbers and steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from bank accounts in 2017. Hornia was ordered to pay $90,000 in restitution and forfeit $18,000. All of the other suspects also pleaded guilty and were sentenced to federal prison time. The discovery of two more incidents of anti-Semitic graffiti and racial threats at Curry College in Milton has prompted officials to offer a $10,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest in its investigation into the vandalism. The hate graffiti, including drawings of swastikas, has roiled the private college since they were first reported last month. The most recent bias hate writings were found Monday and Tuesday in the laundry room and a bathroom of a residence hall. In one incident, officials discovered threatening language targeting the school's black community with a specific date of February 22nd noted in the threat. In the second incident, officials found racist hate language and a drawn swastika. On February 1st, Milton Police Deputy Chief James O'Neill said the department was probing five separate incidents of vandalism at Curry. Another incident was reported a week later on February 8th, where a specific date of February 12th was mentioned in a threat against the school's black community. Police are searching for two people who left a dead dog outside of a shelter in Dedham last fall. Police say the emaciated pit bull mix dog's body was found on the Animal Rescue League's campus by an employee in October. Surveillance photos released yesterday captured two people in a Nissan Rogue dropping the dog off at the campus 2 days before it was found. Police are looking for help to find the pair that dumped the animal. If you have any information regarding the incident, you're asked to call the Animal Rescue League Law Enforcement or Dedham Police. Two dogs dumped off at the Quincy Animal Shelter on Tuesday will be adopted out soon. Shelter officials say the dogs have been treated for some minor injuries and they hope to adopt them out together. A woman in a gold SUV was spotted dumping the dogs off and then speeding away. The site of a former coal-fired power plant in Somerset will be transformed into the first offshore wind manufacturing facility in Massachusetts. Governor Baker, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito visited the former Brayton Point power plant to celebrate the plans. The state's last coal-fired power plant, Brayton Point, closed in 2017 as environmental groups pushed for cleaner sources of energy generation. An Italian cable manufacturing company finalized an agreement to acquire a 47-acre parcel at the site and make subsea transmission cables that will bring power generated by offshore wind to the electric grid. Baker said that they're taking what was once an energy generator in a different era and bringing it into the next century. The investment in Somerset was part of Avangrid Renewables' successful bid to the state for a future offshore wind project off the coast of Massachusetts. The Commonwealth Wind Project was selected by Massachusetts in December to move forward to contract negotiations and provide 1,200 megawatts of power to the state in 2027. It's enough power to power about 750,000 homes every year. Brayton Point had burned coal since 1963 as New England's largest coal plant. It took just a matter of seconds for two 500-foot cooling towers to be demolished back in 2019. They were believed to be the tallest such structures ever brought down in a controlled demolition at the time. In a move that supporters say sends a strong signal that cities and towns want this bill to move forward, the Massachusetts Municipal Association and Metropolitan Area Planning Council on Wednesday both endorsed legislation updating the state's beverage container deposit law, the Better Bottle Bill, filed by Representative Marjorie Decker and Senator Cindy Cream, would increase the bottle deposit from its current 5 cents to 10 cents and add more types of beverage containers to the program, putting a deposit on water bottles, vitamin drinks, nips, and bottles for other drinks that weren't contemplated when the initial law was adopted in the early 80s. Both House and Senate versions of the bill were referred to the Telecommunications, Utilities, and Energy Committee. The panel endorsed Cream's bill last month and advanced it to the Senate Ways and Means Committee, while it's pursuing an extension order allowing it until May 2nd to vote on Decker's. MassPerg announced the two municipal groups' support for the bill, saying the MMA and the AMAPC join a list of 75 organizations and 16 businesses that have endorsed the policy. A check of business news. This morning, stocks pulled back. Yesterday, the Dow down 622. NASDAQ fell 407. The S&P lost 94. Asian stocks also lower. The dollar was down. The euro was unchanged. Oil is down now to just under $86 a barrel. Sports: Bruins lose to the Islanders in New York last night, 4-1. They'll be in Ottawa tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, wind and rain in the morning, and then partial clearing, temperatures falling throughout the day. And for tonight, cloudy and lows in the lower 30s. Maybe a snow shower tomorrow, high only 38, sunny 38 on Sunday, partly cloudy, mild again on Monday with highs in the mid-50s. For the boater, waves 2 to 4 feet, southwesterly winds gusting to 45 knots, switching to the northwest later today, the high tide at 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise 6:35, set 5:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 18th.